The army could be sent in to deal with cases of domestic terrorism like the Sydney siege, following a review by the Defence Department. The review is aimed at making it easier to use the military when needed and to streamline the call-out procedures. Right now, the army can be deployed in terrorist situations, but the process is so slow and inefficient, it can take up to 7 hours to complete all of the formalities. Now, the retired Major General Jim Molan has backed the changes, saying we need a new approach for this new threat of modern-day terrorism. Nick O'Brien is a counter-terrorism expert from Charles Sturt University. He's on the line. Good afternoon to you, Nick.
Good afternoon, Ben.
It seems amazing that we don't have these procedures in place already.
It absolutely does. The procedures that are in place at the moment seem to be very much last century procedures. At the moment, we've got a potential of terrorist situations which can be fast-moving, can be violent, and really what we want is the police commissioner to be able to pick up the phone to his or her opposite number in the military and say help, not have a situation that can take 7 hours before that they can get any military assistance.
The Sydney siege is the most recent reminder of all of this. I've been saying for some time that the army should have been utilised. This is given a lot more emphasis, hasn't it? A lot more attention to this issue.
It has, and rightly so, to raise the question. There are a number of things that have changed. I mean, the complexity of a terrorist situation it has changed. In the old days, they tended to be sort of simple. Now they're not, as we saw with the Sydney siege thing. So. I think we really do need to change these laws, and we need to change them pretty quickly.
So just so people understand, at the moment, as it stands, if we wanted to call in the Defence Force, just go through some of the steps that are required for that to happen.
Right. Well, it's called the Defence Aid to the Civil Community. And what happens is that the Premier has to ask one of four government ministers for assistance. So only four government ministers can authorise it. It's the Prime Minister, Attorney General, the Defence Minister. Mm. The Minister then got to get in contact with the Governor General and petition the Governor General, who can authorise the deployment. So this can take a long time, and as reported, if it can take up to 7 hours, it's in today's circumstances, it's just madness.
Is there a bit of pride that gets in the way here as well, do you think, Nick, that you've got a police force that's very capable of looking after people and handling bad guys who don't really want to hand over the reins?
I guess that there might be some of that, but often you can tell, you can tell that something is outside your sphere of expertise, and you do need assistance. So yeah, there may be some of that, Ben, but I think often it's recognisable that you can't deal with it. You haven't got the necessary firepower. You might not have the necessary personnel to deal with it. Mm. And you do need assistance from the military.
Well, let's hope that happens next time. Thanks for your time, Nick.
Cheers, Ben.
Nick O'Brien, counter-terrorism expert from Charles Sturt University.